Welcome to Around and About Chattanooga. I'm your host, Michael Edward Miller. Our show features the people, the personalities, and the cultural events that make Chattanooga, Tennessee, and the Southeast such an interesting place to live. It's Wednesday, April 4th, and first thing on the show today, we're going to hear about an upcoming performance. We've all been through what Caleb Thomas calls the experience. Thomas, a poet and songwriter, performs as Phenom, the creative. Together with a group of poets and songwriters, he's going to be celebrating love from infatuation to commitment in a show called The Experience. He's speaking with WUTC's Richard Winham.
This is Kimmy J. She's one of the performers in The Experience.
Everyone's talking about relationships, the roller coaster that comes with a relationship in a romantic sense.
This is Caleb Thomas. Known as Phenom the Creative, he conceived the experience as an evening where adults can talk about the challenges of starting and sustaining a committed relationship.
This particular experience is about love and sensuality. And so in the beginning, we talk about, yes, lust and infatuation. You know, we start off with lyrical foreplay, and then we lead up to a crescendo where it's like a verbal release, and we're saying the things that other people have either been afraid to say or couldn't often say. And then we take a dive down talking about pain, the pain of loss in a relationship, the pain of being committed when someone else wasn't committed. And then we kind of come back up talking about pure love. And so that whole experience is just one wild ride, you know, with the audience and artists, where it's going to be accompanied by a live band, open bar.
I need inspiration to lead me out into the day, out of all this gray. In your hands I lay all my cares on you. To guide me through. Heart is beating fast. Need some peace at last. Let the past be the past. I just gotta move.
A lot of people maybe get uncomfortable or feel like it's indecent, but the goal is just for artistic expression to tell the story and allow the artist to paint that image however they feel. And it's never for the sake of just, oh, let's talk about this thing just so I can sound cool. No, it's really to tell a story. And so if they talk about the intensity of their relationship through their eyes, the goal is for you to just relax and either relate or, you know, connect to however you feel, you know? And I don't expect everyone to connect with every artist that's going to be on stage, but everyone has their own way of interpreting things and their own way of expressing themselves. So I feel like everyone's going to find that one piece or that one song and feel like, yo, I love this. That's how I feel right now. That's why I just call it the experience, because literally it's however you take it. It's however you choose. This could be a relieving thing for you. Maybe this could be a reminder Maybe it's like ripping the Band-Aid off of something that you needed to let breathe for a long time. But regardless of what it is, it's going to be an experience. And it's up to you to just go for the ride. So, yeah. Can either talk about finding self-love or finding love in someone else. And there was one artist named Kimmy. And in the beginning, you know, her first piece is I Need a Hero. You know, she talking about desire for someone to be there, to feel that loneliness. And then at the end, she's performing a piece, performing two pieces. One is Here We Go, where she's talking about the roller coaster of emotions. And then the last one is Phenomenal. And it says how she is a phenomenal woman, where she realizes she deserves better, where she realizes her own worth as a person. And that's what I want people to take away from it. Like, through it all, love is a journey, not a destination. And it doesn't matter who doesn't walk that path with you. If you keep walking it, eventually the right people will start to walk with you. It's not going to be an easy one, but you have to make up in your mind to keep moving regardless.
This is a young singer and songwriter called Elijah. He's another of the many singers, songwriters, and poets who will be part of the experience. It's in the Palace Theatre on Patton Parkway on Saturday, April 20th.
I've been around now, familiar crowds. And it's my time now, time to get out. I've been thinking, I confess, my heart is breaking my chest. Got you going through my mind right now, right now.
Kind of realize, why are you doing the things that you're doing? Why are you following the same patterns? What is it that is in you? Is doing the things you do. And I realize I come from a broken background. And so oftentimes I'm trying to make other people whole when I'm still in pieces myself. And it's good and it's a bad thing. I feel like it's helpful because it allows me to be empathetic. It allows me to be vulnerable. But at the same time, I have to learn balance. And I have to learn, you can't save everybody. You can't help everyone, even though you care. And there's a such thing as caring too much. It's okay to love people, but sometimes you have to love from a distance. And there are people who you can get close to and you can be vulnerable, but it's knowing when and where to be vulnerable.
And yeah, I know he makes you smile. You got me dreaming of a way out now. I'll stay for a while. But I got you going through my mind right now, right now. Wishing that you're still in mind right now, right now.
I want people to be able to, because we're also allowing people at the end of the show to just have a sit down, and starts at 7 o'clock. Show actually starts around 8 o'clock, 8:30. And at the end of the show, we leave an hour open just for people to sit in the lobby and, you know, with a drink in hand or not. We just have a conversation about everything that we saw. We talk about the things. Let the audience give feedback. Let them speak their hearts. Considering that we've already unveiled ourselves, I feel like they should be much more comfortable now to just say, you know, I really did connect to that. That's what I felt when I was going through my go-through. And allow them to express themselves now. And that's what I want to do every time I create an experience. I want to do a series of this so that this is not only exciting, it's not only fun to go on, but it's also therapeutic in the end, you know?
This first experience will be in the Palace Theatre on Patton Parkway on Saturday, April 20th. Details are on the Facebook page, The Experience. For WUTC's Around and About Chattanooga, I'm Richard Winham.